Salvation is about life and death. Until you catch that revelation, you won't take your election seriously. You won't take your eternal destination seriously. You choose Christ, you live. You do away with Christ, you take death, you die. Just no two ways about it. That is what is missing today. Revelation of who Jesus Christ is. What God's agenda for our salvation is. His divine agenda. And what is Christianity if God is not in it? What is your religion if God is not in it? Christianity without the holiness makes you not different from people in the world. There's something that stands you out. What is consecration? Consecration is being washed and set aside for God's use. What is Christianity? What is Christianity? What is my faith? If I cannot have a relationship with God, if I am not worthy for God to use me for anything to glorify His name. In a great house, there are two different types of vessels. Vessels unto honor and vessels unto dishonor. He said, if a man purge himself of all this uncleanness, he will be able to present himself meet for the master's use. Why will I be a Christian and then I am a borrowed vessel? Let God just uses me like He used an animal. Anybody that is not converted, you are still living a nonsense lifestyle and you are anointed. I am telling you, God looks at you like that Balaam's ass. Oh yes, He only uses you when there is nothing else to use around and you are available, then He uses you. After that, you go away and live your dirty life. You leave your house in the morning. You prayed, you fasted. You are a virgin. Nobody has ever, no man has ever kissed you. You're on fire. Every day you pray for 4 hours before you go out. Then after you wake up, you finish your prayer. Then you are not going to work. Then you look at your wardrobe. Then you dress. You want to wait here. You paint your head. Paint. Spend 1 hour, you are still painting. Carry razor blade. Come out your eyebrow. Carry black chalk. Paint and back there. That's where the grace is. Okay. God put something black there. You carry razor blade. You shave it. Then after shaving it, you suddenly realize you look like a dog. Then again, instead you remember, then you can't carry that black chalk again and put inside. Can't you see something is wrong with you? Now you have a car, sir. You have a car. Now you have a car, and it's a private car. Then you are using your car in Lagos. Then you wake up. And then you change the color to yellow and black stripes. This car is for me and my family only. But you painted it taxi color. Now you drive, you are going outside. As you drive, you say, taxi. Then you are shouting, God will punish all of you. Now my car be your taxi. God will punish all of you. If you don't want them to stop you, why did you paint your car Lagos taxi color? Now, okay, sister. Now you don't dress like that. Holy Ghost kill sister. Charge herself. Then you are here dressing like a prostitute. And you are not going. You are singing on the way. You are even singing in tongue. Then you jump, you go. A bus stop, and then I'm going to say, I see, Then you are turning. Holy Ghost fire on you. Holy Ghost fire on you. Me, I'm a daughter of God. You are calling sister. Am I a prostitute? Holy Ghost fire. Why do you dress like a prostitute? You dress to advertise yourself. Those who are looking for your type of people, they jam you for it. They are calling you. You are selling market now. Customer must come. That's the problem with many Christians. You may not have allowed any man to touch you, but your appearance does not show that you belong to Jesus. Anytime you speak to somebody who says he's a Christian, and you tell him something from the scripture, and he doesn't change, where my mind goes is Cain. There's nothing in you to change. If there's something in you, you'll be corrected, because the Holy Ghost is intreatable. He said, a life of holiness thunders against the enemy, because the enemy will want to look for something to accuse you. Jesus Christ said, the prince of this world cometh, but he will find nothing in me. You see, you will claim your right spiritually when you know where you are standing. Oh, that is the truth. You are either a Christian or you are not, because I have a standard of judging who a Christian is. Christianity is not a social gathering. Church is not a social gathering. It's not. It's a serious gathering. It's a gathering of people, of like-minded people. One faith, one baptism, one Lord, one God.